This is KUT. Attorneys are headed back to court because of the state's voter ID law. This time it's over how Texas election officials are explaining the changes they were forced to make to the law. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the U.S. Justice Department is siding with plaintiffs in the case who say the state is misleading voters about the new rules.
It was just a few weeks ago that this was all pretty much settled. A federal appeals court ruled the state's strict voter ID law was discriminatory, and then a federal judge signed off on an agreement that would loosen those rules. There is also a plan in place for letting people know about those changes, but plaintiffs say the state is not doing a good job on that last part.
And, you know, what our fear is that the state's trying to set up a catch-22 with people who have a real difficulty getting an ID.
That's Chad Dunn. He's a lawyer representing some of the plaintiffs in this case. He says the concern here is about language. It's about how the state describes people's options when they head to the polls. According to a motion filed by the Justice Department and others, the state's voter education and poll worker training documents mislead people about who can sign a declaration and vote a regular ballot. Dunn says these materials say voters who have not obtained or cannot obtain a photo ID can sign the document.
But that's not what the courts say are the people that should be protected by this procedure. The people who should be protected are people who have a reasonable impediment. And so we're trying to make sure that the court record and that the election administrators are clear on that point.
And even though the quibble here is about just a couple of words, attorneys say those words could make a big difference. Ezra Rosenberg, who also represented plaintiffs in this case, says the language could influence whether people will vote or not. That's because they could be afraid to sign something that they think will be unintentionally inaccurate.
That's why we want to clear this up. I mean, the fact of the matter is they have to be told what is accurate in line with what the court has specifically ordered.
And attorneys say this whole thing should have ended once the judge signed off on the changes to the law. But Chad Dunn says this is how voting rights battles are fought now.
I'm afraid that we've entered a new era of voting rights struggle. And, you know, a lot of this these sort of things happened, unfortunately, also in the South back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, where the state would pass a law that prevented citizens from voting, and the courts, the federal government would stop it, and the state would find a new path.
The Texas Secretary of State's office says it's not commenting on the matter. A federal judge has set a hearing for this coming Monday. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.